Hello everyone. Hello everyone, do you hear me okay? Am I clear? Thank you. Okay, Sabbath blessings everyone. And if you have any prayer requests to include, please put them in the chat before we start our prayer. Thank you. All right. Okay, we have unspokens from Brother Dwayne. Many unspokens, from Brother Joanne. Many also unspokens from Sister Mindy. Junia and Sister Ida, unspokens. Same with Sister Denise and Sister Pam, unspoken. Okay, for me and my family, many unspokens. From Alvi, unspokens, and for, this is from Brother Gilbert, wife, everyone on all our prayer list, unspokens, and himself, Brother Gilbert. Okay, happy Sabbath, Sister Jana, and she has unspoken. All right, so let me scroll down and check. I think all the prayer requests are posted. If you are ready, let's get on our knees and bow our hearts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are here again this Holy Sabbath day to gather once more, to worship and to give praise to your holy name. We offer you all our prayer requests, the unspoken and the spoken of your beloved children. Thank you for the answers that you will provide us. We claim them all, Father, whatever it is. And we believe that it's always for our good. And I pray, Lord, to please bridle my tongue and all that will speak today on your behalf. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have provided us this past week. We pray that you will continue to sustain us for the week ahead of us. And we plead for the Holy Spirit to comfort us. Help us to stay connected with you and be conquerors of all the trials and temptations that come our way. We pray for healing. We pray for Brother Gilbert's wife and all our beloved family who are not yet in the fold. And we also pray to forgive us from our sins, and lastly, remind us, Lord, of our unrepentant sins, that we may have a clean record in the book of heaven. And thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, praise the Lord for today's Sabbath. And today is our Holy Communion. So, yeah, today now, before we continue to our lesson, if you have any praise or testimonies to share, please put them in our chat room. Okay. So I want to start with my praise. I praise the Lord for supplying everything that we need. That is his promise in the Bible. For the trials, the endurance and patience during the trying situations, and for the gift of salvation that brings peace in our heart, and the faith that holds us to the truth. So also, as we read his promises, the Bible, so we always have to get on our Bibles for study, even listening. So with that, he gives us correction, gives me correction, reproof, and I praise him for bringing me to humility as we look upon our unworthiness. We don't have to point on others, but to look upon ourselves. So let's keep praying. Also, you know, what happened to Florida, there are successive hurricane that hits them. So let's pray for all the victims, and that it will make them remember that we have a true and living God who cares for them and who cares for every one of us. You know, Satan is harvesting many souls, for he knows that his time is about to end. So that's all for my testimony and praise. And amen. All glory to the Godhead. And also, I would like to take this opportunity if I have offended anyone in any way, please forgive me. And yeah, that's it. So we have from Brother Gilbert, I praise the Lord for his many, many mercies, his salvation, his love, and his many blessings. The Lord is always very good. That's true, Brother Gilbert. And praise the Lord for that. Amen. Amen and amen. And from Brother Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing that he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. I echo that. Thank you, Brother Gabriel and Isaias. And from Sister Fran, I praise the Lord for the beautiful Sabbath day and for his blessings he gives us every day. I praise his name for my salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and for his holy Bible that leads me to his kingdom in heaven. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Praise the Lord, Sister Fran. Now, Luna has her praise. This is what she said. Praise the Lord for helping everyone in the world, for protecting everyone on the road, for this beautiful Sabbath. Hang on, it went up. For our church family, I praise him for all the blessings he gives us. Also for all the animals. And Damian also has his praise. Praise the Lord for all his goodness. Thank you, Luna and Damian, for sharing. God bless and praise the Lord. Brother Matthew. Whoops. Okay. Maybe he's still typing. And now from Sister Ida, I thank God for everything that he has done for us every day. Amen, Sister Ida. And from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, my health, and the healthy food he provides me with. My beloved church family, the truth he has blessed us, he has blessed us all with, and his many, many blessings and his wonderful love. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mindy. To God be the glory. And now, this is from Jania. Praise the Lord for his blessings and salvation, for the healing and comfort. And that today is Communion Sabbath. Amen. And Sister Jana, praise the Lord for all He does for us and the people He puts in our lives. Amen, Sister Jana, praise the Lord. Also, Sister Jania, and now from Sister Pam, praise the Lord for helping me deal with pain. Yes, we will continue to pray for those who are suffering and needs healing. So thank you, Sister Pam. All right. Let me check again. So yeah, praise the Lord for all the praises. God is so good to us. All right, so we are going to open a new book. The book, Sketches from the Life of Paul. This is very interesting. We are going to know the life and ministry of Apostle Paul. So let's get started, for we have a long reading. So we are going to open chapter 1. This is, the title is Saul, the Persecutor. This is found in page 8. Sketches from the Life of Paul, 1883. So, please, oh, Brother Matthew, wait, before we continue, Brother Matthew Guerrero has his praise. I praise the Lord for answered prayers concerning a spiritual battle that's been going on for months now. No, it's not over yet, but it's most definitely falling into places. Yes, all things work together for good to them that loved us. Praise the Lord, Brother Matthew, and continue the faith. Okay, so let's get started. First paragraph, let's read. From among the most bitter and relentless persecutors of the Church of Christ arose the ablest defender and the most successful herald of the gospel. Among the apostolic brotherhood of the chosen 12 who had accompanied Christ from his baptism to his ascension was one who had never seen the Lord when he lived among men and had only heard his name uttered in unbelief and contempt. Saul of Tarsus was a Jew, not only by descent but by the stronger ties of lifelong training, patriotic devotion, and religious faith. Though a Roman citizen, born in a Gentile city, he was educated in Jerusalem by the most eminent of the rabbis and diligently instructed in all the laws and traditions of the fathers. Thus, he shared to the fullest extent the hopes and aspiration, the lofty pride and unyielding prejudice of his nation. He declares himself to have been a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He was regarded by the Jewish leaders as a young man of great promise, and high hopes were cherished concerning him as an able and zealous defender of the ancient faith. In common with his nation, Saul had cherished the hope of a Messiah who should reign as a temporal prince. As a temporal prince to break the neck of Israel, the Roman yoke, and exalt her to the throne of universal empire. All right, universal empire. He had no personal knowledge of Jesus of Nazareth or of his mission, but he readily imbibed the scorn and hatred of the rabbis toward one who was so far from fulfilling their ambitious hopes. And after the death of Christ, he eagerly joined with the priests and rulers in the persecution of his followers as a proscribed and hated sect. The Jewish leader had supposed that the work of Christ would end with him, that when his voice was no longer heard, the excitement would die out, and the people would return to the doctrines and traditions of men. But instead of this, they witnessed the marvelous scenes of the day of Pentecost. The disciples, endowed with a power and energy hitherto unknown, preached Christ to the vast multitude that from all parts of the world assembled at the feast. Signs and wonders confirmed their words. And in the very stronghold of Judaism, thousands openly declared their faith in Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified malefactor, as the promised Messiah. And but a short time after the event of Pentecost, a mighty miracle wrought by the apostles filled all Jerusalem with excitement. A crippled who had been lame from his birth was healed by Peter and John in the presence of the people within the very precincts of the temple. This astonishing cure was performed in the name of Jesus, the apostle, declaring that he had ascended to heavens and thence imparted power to his followers. And they fearlessly charged upon the Jews the crime of his rejection and murder. Great number of people received the doctrines preached by the apostles. When the power from heaven came upon the apostles in so remarkable a manner, fear held the priests and elders from violence, but their bitterness and malice were unchanged. 5,000 had already openly declared their faith in Christ, and both Pharisees and Sadducees decided among themselves that if those new teachers were suffered to go on unchecked, their own influence would be in greater danger than when Jesus was upon earth. They therefore seized upon the apostles and thrust them into prison, expecting to intimidate and silence them. But the disciples, who had once denied his Lord, now boldly declared the power of a risen Savior. In vain, the rulers commanded to speak no more in that name. Their threats were powerless, and at last, being restrained from the violence by fear of the people, they set the apostles at liberty. Subsequent events served but to augment the fear and hatred of the Jewish leader. The power with which the apostles still proclaimed the gospel, the wonders wrought by them in the name of Jesus, the converts daily added to the church, the union and harmony that pervaded the body of believers, the swift and terrible divine judgment in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, all were marked by the Jewish leaders and urged them on to still more determined effort to stop them. Again, the apostles were arrested and imprisoned, and the Sanhedrin was called to try their case. Many learned men, in addition to the council, were summoned, and they conferred together as to what should be done with these disturbers of peace. But the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought forth his servants, bidding them again to proclaim in the temple the words of life. Great was the amazement of the priests and rulers when, being assembled at dawn to pass sentence upon the prisoners, they received the report that the prison door was securely bolted and the guards stationed before them, but that the apostles themselves had been mysteriously delivered and were already preaching in the temple. Once more, summoning them before the council, the high priest angrily reminded them of the warning they had received and charged them with endeavoring to bring upon the Jews the blood of Christ. They were not as willing to bear the blame of slaying Jesus as when they swelled the cry with a debased mob, "His blood be on us and on our children." So yes, that is a very interesting story. This is just a start of the life of Saul. So before we continue with our question and answer, we will be hearing a song to be played by Brother Duane.
Oh Lord, how I love you, Lord. Your eyes right beside me, and always protect me, Lord. I love you. You are with me. You are always by my side. You will never abandon me. You love people. Oh, we love you too. You never ever leave our side. We never want to leave you because you're our God. So let's pray that we love you, Lord. We love you. Oh Lord, how I love you, Lord. Your eyes right beside me, and always protecting me, Lord. I love you. You are with me. You are always by my side. You will never abandon me. You love people. Oh, we love you too. You never ever leave our side. We never want to leave you because you're our God. So let us pray that we love you, Lord. We love you.
Praise the Lord for that sweet song. Yes, we love you, Lord. Amen. And by the way, welcome to our visitor. Okay, so I guess everybody is ready for the first question. Okay, my first question, this is right or wrong. Is it possible that the most skillful defender and effective gospel herald may come from among those who persecuted the Church of Christ? Is it right or wrong? So, even in our time, the most evil person that we thought can come to Christ and be changed. Is it possible? Right or wrong? Okay, yes, absolutely right. God can touch the heart of everyone who wanted to be changed by the love of Christ. So yes, it is possible. Very good, everyone. You all got it correct. Good job. Now, second question. Here it is. Blank of Tarsus, who was he? Blank of Tarsus was a Jew, not only by descent, but by the strongest ties of lifelong training. He has a patriotic devotion and religious faith. He was called Blank of Tarsus. Okay, yes. He was no other than Saul, who was a Jew and was a very intelligent person trained by the Pharisees and the priests in Jerusalem. Good job, everyone. Yes, you are all correct. Amen. So my third question. This is talking about Saul, was a citizen of what? Which he was also born in Gentile city. He was a citizen of blank. Yeah, born in Gentile city. What is his citizenship? Though he was a Jew. Okay? Good job. He was a Roman citizen. Yes, indeed, all are correct. Good job. Saul was a Roman citizen born in Gentile city. Good job. Now for my fourth question. Saul had cherished the hope of a Messiah who should reign as what? As blank. To break from the neck of the Israel, the Roman yoke, and exalt to the throne of universal empire. Is it A, temporal prince, king of kings, or a prophet? A, B, or C? So he expected the Messiah to be what? The temporal prince who would what? Who would break and lead them to break the neck of Israel against the Roman Empire. So the correct answer is letter A, temporal prince. This is what the disciples thought before and expected Christ to be. But their minds were changed by the grace of God. So yes, good job. Question number five. This is fill in the blanks. Saul was educated in blank by the most distinguished blank and diligently instructed in all laws and traditions of the fathers. Is it a king? King's court, wise men, B, Jerusalem, and by the rabbis, or he was educated at home by his mother? A, B, or C? All right, we got answers that are correct. Letter B, he was educated in Jerusalem. By what? By the rabbis. And he was well instructed in the traditions of their fathers. Very good. Again, good job. Praise the Lord. Number six question. He was regarded by Jewish leader as the young man of great promise and zealous defender of ancient faith. This is also, again, talking about Saul. Right or wrong? The Jewish leader regarded him as this young man has a great promise and he will be a zealous defender of the ancient faith. Right or wrong? Yes, it is right. Very good. You're correct, Brother Gabriel. He was regarded like that. Good job, everyone. You are all correct. Very good. Now, number six. Oh, seven. What was the work done by apostles that filled all Jerusalem with excitement and many accepted the doctrine preached by them? What happened? And everybody, witnessed this act. And from there, they accepted Jesus as the Messiah. What did the apostles do? You can put your answers. Let me check with other answers. I got some answers in. Okay, very good again. He healed a crippled man who had been lame from his birth. This was done by Peter and John in the presence of the people. And from there, many accepted Jesus Christ. All right, very good. Good job. Yeah, healing. They healing the sick, the crippled man. All right, for my number eight question, this is multiple choice. Pharisees and Sadducees decided to blank the apostles because of the work that they did, the very successful work of Christ they did, and then they decided to put them into blame, expecting that by doing this, they will keep silence. Is it A, they praise and haul, B, give credit and Sanhedrin, or C, and prison them. Put them into prison. All right, the correct answer is letter C. The Pharisees wants to seize them and put them into prison. So, for them to be silenced and be stopped from their work. Okay, number 9. So, what miracle occurred when the apostles were imprisoned to prevent them from sharing the gospel? What happened when they were put into prison? What miracle happened? All right, we have one answer here. And that is correct. An angel opened the door at night and freed the disciples. And then they continued preaching again. Good job. Yes, an angel opened the door of the prison cell. Very good. Thank you, Lord, for all the learning that we have. And this is just the beginning, the chapter 1. And very good. Everyone got it correct. And I pray and hope that we all learn and get something from it that would give us refreshment and inspiration. So from here, I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for more learning. God bless everyone.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. And thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Janiza. All right, so this Sabbath, we're going to do a study. It's going to be fill in the blanks. And then after, there's going to be 10 questions, fill in the blanks. And then after that, we're doing a Ten Commandment quiz. So that's going to be our going over the Ten Commandments would be doing the quiz. Okay? So let's get started. God gave us the Ten Commandments because He blanks us. Very good. God gave us the Ten Commandments because He loves us. Praise the Lord. Question number 2. The Ten Commandments shows us our blank and why we need a blank. Very good. The Ten Commandments shows us our sin and why we need a Savior. All right. Question number 3. Jesus kept the blank blank perfectly on our behalf. Very good. Jesus kept the Ten Commandments perfectly on our behalf. Jesus never sinned. All right, next question. God reveals His holy and loving character through His blank. Correct. God reveals his holy and loving character through his commandments. All right. You guys are doing a great job so far. Question number 5. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on stone to represent their blank and binding nature. Very good. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on stone to represent their permanent and binding nature. Question number 6. This truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed blank to place the tablets of the law in the blank of the covenant, which was then placed in the holy of blank in the tabernacle. Very good. This truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed Moses to place the tablets of the law in the Ark of the Covenant, which was then placed in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. That's how important the Ten Commandments are to God. Okay, question number 7. The Lord promised to write the Ten Commandments in our blank and blank so we can keep them. Very good. The Lord promised to write the Ten Commandments in our hearts and minds so we can keep them. Question number 8. The Ten Commandments are listed blank in the Bible and the books of blank and blank. Very good. The Ten Commandments are listed twice in the Bible, in the books of Exodus and Deuteronomy, which we go over them every Sabbath in those two books. All right. Question number 9. Jesus preached the Ten Commandments in the blank on the Mount. Very good. Jesus preached on the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. All right. Question number 10. Last question. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 17 through 18, "Think not that I am come to destroy the blank or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to blank. For verily I say unto you, till blank and blank pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be blank." Got 5 blanks to fill in. Very good. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Very good. All right, now we're going to go on to our Ten Commandment quiz. And these are going to be questions out of Exodus chapter 20. You do not need your Bibles this time for this unless you want to use them for reference. That's up to you. So first one, to misuse God's name is the same as taking his name in blank. And that answer is taking his name in vain. Question number two. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number three. And question number three. Thou shalt not take the blank of the Lord thy God in blank, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his blank in blank. And that's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. Question number 4. To disrespect your father or mother, you are blank, you're blank. Very good. To disrespect your father or mother, you are dishonoring your parents. Question number 5. Which commandment is that? And it's funny, it happens to be on question number 5. I didn't plan it that way. Very good. That is commandment number 5. All right. Question number 6. Blank thy blank, and thy blank, that thy days may be blank upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, verse 12. This is the commandment with a promise if we obey it. That's how important this commandment is. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Very good. Question number 7. To lust after someone who is not your blank is committing blank. Very good. To lust after someone who is not your spouse is committing adultery. All right. Very good. Question number 8. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 7. Question number 9. Thou shalt not commit blank. Exodus 20, verse 14. Very good. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Exodus 20, verse 14. All right, question number 10. To put anything before God, you are cherishing other blank. All right, very good. To put anything before God, you are cherishing other gods? All right, question number 11. Which commandment is that? Which commandment would that be? Very good. That is commandment number 1. And then next question. Thou shalt have no other blank before blank. Exodus 20, verse 3. Very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse 3. Question number 13. To blank someone is the same as committing murder in your blank. Very good. To hate someone is the same as committing murder in your heart. Question number 14. Which commandment is that? Well, you guys are really doing good here. Praise the Lord. That is commandment number 6. And question number 15, thou shalt not blank, Exodus 20, verse 13. Very good, thou shalt not kill. All right, question number 16. To work on the blank day is not keeping the day blank. Very good. To work on the Sabbath day is not keeping the day holy. Question number 17. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 4. Question number 18. Blank the blank day to keep it blank. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the blank day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord blank heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and blank the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the blank day and hallowed it. That's Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There should be 6 blanks that we need to fill in. And I'll just go over the blanks and not read the whole thing. So the first one's remember. The second one is Sabbath. The third one is holy. The next one is seventh. And the next one is made. And the last one is Sabbath. All right. Very good, everyone. Question number 19. To make up a story about someone that's not blank is the same as telling a blank. Very good. To make up a story about someone that is not true is the same as telling a lie. Next question. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 9. Question 21. Thou shalt not bear blank, blank against thy blank. Exodus 20, verse 16. Very good. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. Question number 22. To blank something that is not yours is the same as blank. Very good. To take something that is not yours is the same as stealing. Question number 23. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 8. Question number 24. Thou shalt not blank. That's Exodus 20, verse 15. Very good. Thou shalt not steal. All right. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Question number 25. To make a blank image and bow down to blank, it is okay. True or false? Very good. To make a graven image and bow down to worship it is okay, and the answer is false. We know it is not okay. All right, next question. Which commandment is that? Very good, that is commandment number 2. And question number 27, thou shalt not make unto thee any blank image or any likeness of anything that is in blank above, or that is in the blank beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not blank down thyself to them, nor blank them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my blank. And that's Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. And I will just go over the words. The first one is graven. The second one is heaven. The third one is earth. The fourth one is bow. The fifth one is serve, and the last one is commandments. Very good. Question number 28. To blank something that is not yours is the same as blank. Very good. To desire something that is not yours is the same as coveting. Question number 29. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 10. And the next question. Thou shalt not blank thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not blank thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy blank. And that's Exodus 20, verse 17. Very good. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ass, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. Are we done with this? I think that might be the last one. That was the last one. Praise the Lord. Okay. And just real quickly, we had an assignment. We had to memorize one of the commandments. And it was commandment number 7. Can you guys type in that commandment for me? We should be able to remember it. It's a short commandment. Commandment number 7 was our commandment to memorize. I'll wait for everybody to type their answer in. Very good. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And that's found in Exodus 20, verse 14. Very good, everyone. Praise the Lord. So the next Sabbath, we're going to be memorizing commandment number 8. That's a short one. We should be able to memorize that one, okay? So that's your lesson for next Sabbath. And we'll be going over the 10 commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. I love you all. God bless. And I will see you next Sabbath.